This recording, Cameroon 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itty goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure up a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I was born in 1976 in Kumba, in the southwest province of Cameroon. I'm the third born of a family of 5 children. My father was a trader and my mother was a housewife. I used to travel with my father to Chico and Buea where he sold goods. At home, we used to speak the dialect, that is Babangi. At school, my friends and I spoke Pidgin, English and English. But the principal did not want us to speak Pidgin English in the school. I have 2 elder sisters, 1 little sister and 1 little brother. My 2 elder sisters are all married. I grew up with my family in Kumba, where I attended all my primary and secondary education before moving to Yaoundé in 1995, where I registered in the Department of Theatre Arts. In 1998, I had my bachelor's degree and could not find work in my area. So I started doing small business, buying and selling some goods. My uncle was of help because he supported me financially. My business grew and grew, and I began traveling out to buy more goods. I have been here in Canada for 1.5 weeks to visit my uncle and buy some electronic goods. I will be here for another 3 weeks.